The views and opinions expressed on this show are those of the sponsor, Varis Health Partners.
News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. Good morning. This is Pep Talk with Meg, 850-437-1620. And my guest this half hour is Pam, who is with Varis Health Partners. Usually she's accompanied by Keith, but he is out of town today. So welcome, Pam. It's great to see you.
Good to see you. Good morning.
Yes. Yeah, so you are enjoying a new time slot now. So I just want to let folks know that for the fans of the show that you are now going to be on the first Tuesday of every month at this time at 10 o'clock.
Absolutely.
Great. I love it.
Yep, we like it too. I think it's a good slot to be at.
Excellent. So Keith is not here today because he's in Tallahassee. Tell me a little bit about what he's up to.
Absolutely. Briefly, I think when we've introduced ourselves before, we also are members of what we call the National Association of Benefits and Insurance Professionals. What we do with Varis is we are researchers, educators, and advocates. Well, part of our advocating piece is what we do with NABIP, that big, long name I just said.
I was going to say, okay. The acronyms.
Yes. Anyway, we do two events as far as working with our representatives. One is Day in the Hill, which is in Tallahassee, where he is right now. And then the other one is Capital Conference, which will take place later this year in Washington, D.C.
Oh, that's great. So we have some advocacy going on with the state as well as D.C. and the federal government.
Absolutely. So what they're doing over there today is we come up with some talking points that we want to bring to our legislators and just let them know what's going on, because they're there on our behalf, but how they know or understand what's happened in our behalf is for us to tell them what we got going on. So anyway, they're over there with a group of people from our NABIP organization.
And so they're all insurance specialists.
Mm-hmm. Uh-huh. Yep, absolutely. And so I just spoke with them a few minutes ago, and they were just actually getting ready to go into the Capitol and start speaking with some individuals. What I was going to point out is a couple of things that we're looking at for this year. Well, actually,
great.
Before I go there, mm-hmm. is some good news about Florida as far as insurance goes. Believe it or not, Florida is number one in enrollment in the marketplace plans, which that came out of some of the announcements they got yesterday. What does that mean is that we have in Florida the most people that are eligible and have taken the opportunity to enroll in marketplace or the individual plans. We've got the most numbers of people, Florida residents, who have taken the opportunity to enroll, which means not only people are trying to get their insurance that they need, but we've got people out there in the field making sure people get the insurance that they need.
And that's good news.
That's good news. That was one of the things that came out of there. Another thing that was a little bit of an update that was good news for Florida is, believe it or not, the increases as far as Florida home insurance is only in the single digits for percentages, whereas all other states are in double digits. So,
phew, well, that's good.
Yeah.
that's also very good news.
Yes. Yeah, so those of you who live in Florida, we got some good stuff going. We got people out there advocating for you, and we got good stuff happening with our representatives here in Florida, what we got going on.
So with Keith in Tallahassee, what are some of the points that they are talking about this year with our legislators?
Well, one of the things, and you guys have probably heard this, is transparency as far as costs with insurance in conjunction with quality indicators is how that's worded. Basically is, what am I getting and what am I paying for what I get? So it's bringing to them the attention to them that, you know, we don't know what we're getting. And we've talked about this as far as people that get bills mm-hmm. from hospitals or doctors or whatever, and they just have a fee on there. Your portion of the bill is X.
It's very confusing, too, even when you get the breakout.
Yes. So one of the things is to be transparent. You mm-hmm. know, what am I getting and what does it cost? And that comparing with, it's got to be quality care. So they're bringing that to the attention to make sure that we know what we are getting in the healthcare field. That's one of the talking points that we have going on over there. The other thing is, which is kind of a long read, but it's enforcement. It's a Florida statute 624.215, which all that really bottom line is, it requires having economic and social impacts addressed before implementing mandates to our already high costs of healthcare. So what does all that mean? That's a mouthful. Is before they say, hey, you have to do this and you have to do that, we require you to do this and you need to have this done. Well, how is that going to impact the costs of what it does to us as people out there actually having to follow the mandates? So bringing that to attention is to, before you just put something out there, you need to take a look at who it's going to affect and how much it's going to cost.
Absolutely. Yeah. I'm in favor of this bill. For sure. So that is great that they're actually bringing that to their attention.
Yeah, absolutely.
That's very smart. So it looks like you have another one on the list here, too, that's very important.
Yes. Most of you who are out there and you get mammograms and you get to a certain age and you're like, oh, well, that's that time of year or that time of age where I have to get it done. I have a couple of pieces. It's based on a lot of age information. Basically, right now, women between 40 and 44, they have the option to get a mammogram screening. And then women 45 to 54, they recommend that you get it every year, okay? So, and then 55 and older can switch to alternate years if they choose to. And then if, this is kind of a tough one, a screening should continue if a woman is in good health and expected to live for 10 or more years. It's like, well, okay. That's a tough one. I'm 70. Does that mean I don't need to get mammograms anymore? So, I'll talk to some older women. And it's like, yeah, I don't get that done anymore. But that's currently what it is. Mm-hmm. But what they're looking at adding is through Medicaid and insurance policies recommending ages 25 to 40. Which would be just what I talked about. How many people is that going to affect? What's that going to do for our healthcare costs and that kind of stuff? So they got to look at what is the necessity for changing the mandate to younger people. Obviously, people that are at risk for cancer and things like that. But I guess it's going to be what are they suggesting in the mandate as far as opening that window for a younger grouping of women. So that's another mandate that's out there to talk about and just kind of see where that goes. There's nothing in writing for a law yet, and that's what we address. Before it becomes a piece of legislation, let's see what it's going to mean to the people that it's going to affect.
What is the association recommending at this point?
That I don't know. That's just a talking piece mm-hmm. right now.
To get the conversation going.
Yeah,
and to,
yes.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Makes sense. Yeah.
That's just one of the things that's being addressed out there. Yeah.
No, that makes really good sense. And if you're listening right now, this is Pensacola's expert panel. If you just tuned in, the Pep Talk with Meg. And today, my guest is Veris Health, and we have our Veris Health partners. Pam Giles is here today. If you've got a question about healthcare or any of the things that we were talking about this morning or a comment, just text it in at 850-437-1620. So we are, I believe, in the open enrollment period still.
Absolutely. I talked about it just a little bit last month, but we're there now, and people don't realize that they do have an option. If you are on a Medicare Advantage plan now, mm-hmm. okay, and some people might suffer for what we call buyer's remorse. How many right. of us have had that happen?
Suddenly find out something you thought was covered last year is not covered this year?
Yes.
That's a big one.
Yes. Doctors is another biggie. I have people that call in all the time to, and we always look in to see if a doctor is in the network and that kind of stuff. And we are told to double check what's on the website, and then people will come in, hey, my doctor's no longer in the network. And we do all our checking with all of our tools. And then it's like, no, they're out there. They're like, no, I just went to my doctor's office and they said they are not in network.
Okay.
So I've had a couple of people that have had that happen already, and they're like, I don't care. I just want to keep my doctor. So we take a look at if that's something that you need to change. And, you know, there's been a big change with max out-of-pockets and medication costs and those kind of things. And if you didn't take the opportunity during the AEP to, and you're like, well, you know, my medications haven't changed, or now you did see your doctor and you have a new med, and then all of a sudden, whatever carrier that you are particularly with, their formulary might say, yeah, we cover that, but it's a tier three, and now you got the $590 deductible.
Ooh.
Or the whatever it might be. So it's always a good idea to know what you have. And so the OEP allows you another opportunity, a one-time chance to change and pick up a different Medicare Advantage plan. Also, it does allow you to drop whatever Medicare Advantage plan you have, go back to what we call original Medicare. You just have your red, white, and blue card, and you can pick up a separate drug plan. And don't forget that piece, because if you decide to just drop it and go back to original Medicare, you still have to have coverage for medications.
Gotcha. Okay.
So, and you can do that, and you can, at that point, pick up a Medicare supplement, mm-hmm. which, just a quick rehash on that, MedSups cover the gaps of Medicare. So if you decide to just go back to original Medicare, drop that Advantage plan you have, mm-hmm. because people will say, hey, I don't want to worry about networks. You know, I'm told go ahead and get back on original Medicare. But you don't realize that now you have all the deductibles and copays that apply to original Medicare. So as a reminder on that one, the hospital has a deductible of $1,600, $1,632 for 2025, and that applies to every hospital benefit period, which is every 60 days.
Okay.
So now you're going to be responsible for that. And then you got your 20% coinsurance. Okay. What does that mean? That means when you go to the doctor and you get a doctor bill, you're responsible for 20%. And the Medicare pays 80%. So everybody says, oh, 20%, that's not bad. But that's 20% of $100, mm-hmm. $1,000, $10,000, okay? And it's not capped. There's not a max out-of-pocket.
Really?
So you do have to be aware that if you do switch back to original Medicare, it's important to look at what we call the Medicare supplement or the Medigap policies, because mm-hmm. they will help you cover those extra costs. Long story short, you've got the opportunity to make that change during OEP also. Just make sure you check everything out in advance, and you can most certainly reach out to your agent if you have one, or feel free to reach us, and we will go over your options with you and see if that's a good choice for you.
If you just join us, I'm talking with Pam Giles, who is with Veris Health Partners on Pep Talk, Pensacola's expert panel. And the number to call or to text is 850-437-1620. So that's what's so great about what you all do, because you really have your finger on the pulse of all these changes. There have been a lot of changes this year in 2025. And the OEP, if you just joined us, that's the open enrollment plan. And when does that end now?
It ends March 31st, and it's a one-time opportunity to change. And just to remind you, so if you decide to change here in February, mm-hmm. your new plan would start March 1st.
Okay.
If you decide to change in March, your new plan will start April 1st.
Gotcha. Okay. Yeah. And so what you do, if someone wanted to sit down and talk to you about their health care and the insurance that they have, they could come in and just get a consultation with you or Keith or one of your staff?
Absolutely.
How do they reach you? What's the best way?
Yep. You can give us a call on our office phone, or you can, our website is Verus, VERUSHP.com. You can always reach out there, or 850-710-7196.
So let's go back a little bit to talking about the prescription plan. And you said there's a payment plan that's available as well.
Yes. To add to what we've already got going on, I was just talking a little bit about medications, or you got medication changes. One of the biggest changes, and we talked about it the last couple of months we've been on the air, is they have reduced the max out-of-pocket for medications to $2,000. Now, that's still a lot of money if you have to pay a $590 deductible up front, mm-hmm. and then you're on a medication that the copay after the deductible is $140 or $50 or whatever your formulary is for your particular plan. You've got the opportunity to pay that out and a monthly payment. If your provider hasn't already reached out to you, one of the things that they're supposed to do if you fit that category, for example, if you have a medication that's going to basically cost you $600 right up front just for that one med, or you're going to pay the full $590 mm-hmm. deductible. And if your med hits that category, they should be reaching out to you to say, hey, you might be eligible for this plan. If they haven't, I highly recommend that you reach out to them and say, hey, am I eligible for this plan? Because I'm paying big money. Now, a lot of people probably already got their fill in January, and you might have already paid that big deductible up front. But hopefully your carrier has already reached out to you. But if you think you fit that category, or even if you get put on the new med mm-hmm. sometime in the middle of the year and you find out that deductible applies, you can still set up that payment plan. You're going to still have a higher monthly payment because they're going to break it down to finish the plan year. A typical plan year is January 1st to December 31. So if you start your payment plan April 1st, your costs are going to be from April 1st to December 31st. But the whole concept of that is to just give you a standard monthly payment. You don't pay anything when you go to the pharmacy, and the carrier takes care of paying the pharmacy. They bill you every month, and you just make that monthly payment. And I have had a couple of people, I'm going to see how it's working for them, that actually set it up for this year. And it's just because it's like, well, we can't afford all of that money up front, but I can budget those monthly payments. Mm-hmm. So it's like it's brand new for 2025. So
so if someone is interested in that, they probably should reach out to you because it is a little bit complicated. I know that the tier three drugs tend to be the ones that are questionable. And also I found out this year, one of my medications that had to get a pre-approval. They first said they weren't going to cover it, but then found out through reading the fine print that going to my primary physician and having them actually send it in, then it became pre-approved and it was okay. But I panicked a little bit when I first got the letter. So there's a lot of changes this year.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, a lot of things are good, but things are done differently. Mm-hmm. I do want to iterate, if you do go to that payment plan, it doesn't reduce the cost of your meds. Mm-hmm. They're still going to be the same. You just break it up to monthly payments.
Which is very helpful.
Yeah, some people think, well, I pay less if I go on the budget plan or the payment plan. It's like, no, they're going to cost the same. They're going to just break up that payments for you. Mm-hmm. But, yeah, it's important to know, and you make a good point about prior authorization. If you get a new med, depending on your provider, they can require prior authorization. They also have what they call step therapy, where they can ask you to try generics before they let you have that expensive med. And they can reduce, and you'll see a lot of this quantity limits. A lot of that is like opioid-type medications mm-hmm. or things that, so there are some that you can only get so many at a time.
Right, right. Yeah. We're talking with Pam Giles with Veris Health Partners. She is our expert on the Pensacola Expert Panel for all things insurance, especially the medical insurance. And it's been super helpful already hearing what you have to say. If you've got a question, 850-437-1620.
Absolutely. Thanks. Given that, I get a lot of questions, people new to Medicare. And there's two sites out there, Medicare.gov and SSA.gov. I wanted to touch on this if I had a few minutes.
We do. We got a good 5 or 6 minutes.
Here. And we will spend more time on it. And actually, Keith's taken a course, actually, Keith and Cheryl, two of our partners, about Social Security. There are just so many questions about Social Security. When do I get my benefits? What are my benefits? How does that affect my Medicare, that kind of stuff? I just wanted to point out this during this piece of the radio show, and please reach out to us if you have more questions. But when you get ready to go on Medicare, believe it or not, you request your Medicare card through Social Security site, which mm-hmm. is SSA.gov. Some of you might already be checking there, what am I going to get for my Social Security benefits? What's this and what's that? And you set up an account. If you haven't already done that, you can do that at any age. You don't have to be a particular age to set up your Social Security account. But I would highly recommend SSA.gov and you can set up your own account and you can see what you're paying into the system and what your anticipated benefits are. But you'll also find when you go on that site, it's really a very user-friendly site. I'm surprised they've done a good job with it. If you want information about Medicare or applying for Medicare, you can also do that on ssa.gov. That's where you actually apply for Medicare.
Mm-hmm.
And don't forget, most people get Part A for free,
mm-hmm.
but Part B is the one that's going to be the fee of $185 for the standard Part B for 2025. When you sign up for that Part B, that's when that $185 is going to start. And they actually take that out of your Social Security benefit check if you are taking in your benefits. If you aren't, you got to make arrangements to pay for that separately. All of that happens on SSA.gov. And it's like, well, okay, what does Medicare.gov? Okay, once you get a Medicare number, okay, you can actually open an account on Medicare.gov. And what's awesome about Medicare.gov is you can ask general questions. Once you enroll in Medicare, it will show you the effective dates of Part A and B if you have both. It'll tell you what your current plans are. It'll show you what your claims are. It has a lot of good information pertinent to you once you set up an account. I highly recommend people do that as well. If you're not taking your Social Security benefit check, they have what they call an easy pay on Medicare.gov. And so once I got everything done on SSA.gov, and then I'm like, okay, now I got to go to Medicare.gov.
It's the process.
Yes. So, but instead of, because if you, they're going to bill you quarterly if you are not taking your benefits for that $185. That's a big bill every quarter. So on easy pay, you can set it up as an automatic draft. And they'll take it right out of, you know, a bank account or whatever, and it'll be a monthly payment. And that's really an easy route to go. Some people don't want to do it that way, but it's an easy route to go, and you don't have to worry about that big bill coming every quarter.
That's smart, yeah.
Yeah. So I just run into a lot of times there is a difference between those two sites, and we show people how to set up their Social Security site. We show people how to set up that Medicare site. Not to mention on Medicare.gov, you can also see different plans that are out there and things like that. But we will definitely go over how that works because you can get your own quotes. But the only thing with Medicare.gov, you're kind of on your own trying to figure stuff out.
Right. Now, speaking of which, just real quick, we got about a minute or so left. You do hold educational events.
Yes. Yes, we do. We are currently still trying to get something scheduled up for probably March or April. We are working on a location. We're looking at a couple of different options. But yes, we're going to have educational events. And we're also going to try to schedule this year as well what we call a healthcare 101.
That sounds good.
Yeah. And we talk about especially people that are coming off of plans where they haven't had to actually see healthcare costs. We talk about what's a premium, what's the difference between a premium and a deductible, what's a copay, what's co-insurance.
It's very complicated.
Yeah. So we'll be doing one of those as well later on this spring, hopefully. That's what our plan is.
Sounds great. This is Pep Talk, Pensacola's expert panel with Meg. This morning I've been talking with Pam Giles with Veris Health. Give us your contact information, your website, because we've got just about a minute left here.
Okay. One more time, 850-710-7196, Varus, V-E-R-U-S, HP.com, Varus Health Partners. And next month, we are better known, don't forget, we're going to have a veteran representative with us next month for March. And he'll be talking about some of the resources he has available for veterans as well.
Oh, that'll be very interesting. Really looking forward to that. So they will be back again. They're going to be a new time slot, which is our first Tuesday of every month at 10 o'clock right here on Pep Talk, Pensacola's expert panel. So, Pam, thank you so much for being here. I'm sorry Keith wasn't here, but I'm happy to hear he's advocating for us in Tallahassee today.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to hearing how things went today.
We're going to have to give us a report so we can find out.
Absolutely.
All right. Again, thank you so much. You're listening to Pep Talk, Pensacola's expert panel with Meg. Thank you again to Veris Health Partners and for Pam Giles for coming in and filling us in and helping us understand this quagmire of Medicare and Social Security and benefits. If you need some help, you can go to them at VerisHP.com. Their number 850-710-7196.